coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Thursday. That's right, Thursday. July 18th, 2024. The script has already been written. That's what I'm telling you right now. Number one, what we're seeing right now is the orchestration of a plan, a plot, a scheme, a conspiracy by the deep state to, number one, take out President Donald Trump, neutralize MAGA. We've been saying this forever, to imprison and ultimately kill the conservative Christians in America and throughout the West, the populist agenda, to neutralize that. That's what we are. That's we find ourselves in this war. This is a war. Make no mistake about it. It's an information war. It's a propaganda war. It's a kinetic war behind the scenes. They want to, just, I'll tell you what, folks. I pulled down a very obscure, and I mean, I had to dig for this, but it was a PDF. It was a compilation, a compendium, if you will, of deaths associated with the Kennedy assassination, but not just about that. And I'll tell you why I'm going this way in a minute. Now keep that in the back of your mind, okay? But it was by one particular author who met an untimely death, interestingly enough. And then I also am reading a book about the assassination of Martin Luther King, written by, when Jack Heschel was here, he was talking about this again, rather obscure book about the investigation, just a tremendous book. And I don't have it with me. I'd show it to you. But nonetheless, so there are some very interesting similarities between the assassinations. And I would say this, the government-sanctioned assassinations or even assassination attempts that we've seen over the last 60 years from Kennedy forward. So I'm telling you right up front, based on the evidence I've seen to date, and Randy Taylor is with me, and we're going to be talking more about this. Based on the evidence I've seen to date, the evidence, because it's not proof until it's introduced, but the evidence I've seen, you're looking at a conspiracy to, number one, kill and or neutralize and or kill President Trump. The MAGA or populist, more specifically, the populist agenda, those who are head and shoulders above others promoting that. You saw Peter Navarro yesterday, fresh out of federal prison at the Republican National Convention. And he's doubling down. But don't take my word for this. And going back to what I said earlier about the JFK assassination, this obscure PDF I found and reading about the odd deaths surrounding that, there are certain fingerprints and MOs associated with government-sanctioned or government operations. And I believe what we're seeing in this particular case that happened last Saturday is a government-sanctioned, a government-facilitated, or even a government deep state slash blob, whatever you want to call that, orchestrated attack against this country, against President Trump, against us, and against the agenda. Now, I'm here to tell you that the assets of this platform, Eric the Tech, Randy Taylor, myself, and some others who will remain nameless, are working very, very diligently to bring forth evidence of this plot, of this plan. We do have certain skill sets that we can utilize, and we're doing that right now. But people have to understand that this was not just a lone gunman, 20-year-old kid, wakes up one day, says, you know what? I'm gonna take my AR-15 or whatever, AR-type weapon, and go out and kill President Trump. The nominee for the 2024 election, and most assuredly the person who's going to win. If you believe that, you're man, you are gullible. If you I'm telling you right now, flat out, you're no. But it takes the weight of evidence, transition into proof to show that this is taking place. This has taken place. And I'll say this. On this day, July 18, 2024, at this moment in time, they are not going to stop. It is going to continue. Whether it be attempts on President Trump, whether it be the continuation of this bastardized legal system, the lawfare, it's going to continue. And ideologically speaking, if that's even possible, right? Interesting turn of phrase there. I find it very disconcerting to see the dehumanization of not just President Trump, but anyone who follows the populist nationalist movement. Hey, keep America, make America great, and then keep it great. Go back to the morals that we once had. Look, I know, don't send me emails. I know that we exported abortions and infanticide. I get all that. But at its core, America is a great country, or at least it was established to be a great country. And oh, how far we've strayed. But they're not going to stop. And before I bring Randy Taylor on, I want to play cut three. This is from 8 years ago now. Folks, I want you to listen. I want this to sink in. They, and by they, I'm talking about the left, the communist left. And folks, this will be cut three at HagmanPI.com. Please click on this link and share this with everyone you know, especially those people who say, you know what? You know, if we took guns out of the equation, things would be better. You wouldn't have, you know, these whack jobs like this idiot that climbed the roof. No. It goes far deeper than that. We were told, don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Randy T. Don't take Eric the Tech's word. Don't take our words for it. Listen to what they're saying. This from 8 years ago, CNN, Phil Mudd, appropriate name. The government is going to kill this guy. And the reference is to then candidate, or possibly just inaugurated, President Trump. This is cut three. Here it is.
With a very important country, not only for geopolitical reasons, but because they meddled in our election and there's investigations going on. I can't accept that as an excuse, and I think other people should press him for a better answer.
What was your response, Phil Mudd?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and state, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
Phil, before, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not talking about...
What I'm saying is government... People talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, they're going to say... Really? You send Vladimir Putin sends officers home, and you support him before you support us?
I just want to underline, Amanda.
Folks, did you hear that? I know you heard it, but did you really hear that? Oh, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor, right? Phil, please tell me, it's really a metaphor. You didn't mean kill him, did you? Really kill him? They're going to kill him. They're going to kill you. Get it through. But folks, if you haven't got on board, get it through your friggin' heads. This is war. And you know what? Here's one more thing, and then I'm going to bring Randy on. Here's one more thing. I've gotten people tell me, hey, you got to tone it down. And you hear, of course, you hear it, right? Oh, we've got to tone down the rhetoric, lower the temperature, right? Okay, so you want me to lower the temperature of my words? But wait a second. What about the left? What about the communists? What about the numbnuts out there running ads like the despicable piece of garbage group known as the Liberty Project? What a bunch of scumbags, with my apology to scumbags. This is the very horrible, absolutely despicable piece of garbage Liberty Project's ad, most recent campaign ad. I want you to watch this. Combine it with what you just heard Phil Mudd say. 8 years ago. Now, this is today. Of course, we have to play nice. We have to, just calm down. Calm down. Really? Meanwhile, you put out garbage like this? This is cut one.
In the 1930s, Hitler didn't just seize power. It was handed to him by the wealthy, by the powerful, by a compliant elite, by people who thought they were above the angry masses and violent anti-Semites. He was given power by Germans who knew what he believed, but thought they could contain him, control him, that his crazed speeches and dangerous antics were just for show, that his hatred would never turn on them. But like every dictator before or since, Hitler used his power to bring death, despair, and tragedy to the world. Before the world said, never again, millions of Germans believed, it can't happen here. Germany bet wrong in 1933. Will we?
He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one.
Well, here's my message to the Lincoln Project, right? Fuck you. Fuck you. You spawn of Satan. You group of scumbags. The Lincoln Project. How dare you? How dare you? Before I get taken off the air, Randy Taylor, come on and let's talk. Randy Taylor, folks, RT at Hagman PI.
And a good day to everyone. And Doug was right. It's the Lincoln Project, not the Liberty Project. He's right. Lincoln Project.
Did I say Liberty?
Yeah, I hope. And I just hope somebody out there didn't think it.
No,
what do we do?
The Lincoln The yes. Lincoln Project, what a scumbaggery group of
they've been hammering at Trump for years. Remember Kellyanne Conway, who is probably one of the most faithful people in the United States, and her loyalty to Trump is unquestioned, and it was her husband that great big tub of lard that used to work in this project.
George, by the way, who, yes. Who happened to DC. Yeah.
Respect that woman, because could you imagine being married to that fat bastard and looking at the work that he does while you're actively supporting Donald Trump? Her life had to be miserable. And I'm glad she ditched him. And I still, on that video you just showed, explain to me how it's the wealthy and powerful helping Donald Trump. It's not the wealthy and powerful. It's mainly the middle class. That's where his power comes from. The wealthy and powerful, that's the Joe Bidens of this world. Those are the people that are bought and paid for. You cannot buy Trump. He's not for sale. Plain and simple. And for them to put something out like that, this few days, just a couple days after, four days after they tried to kill the man, you are some tasteless pieces of shit. You really are. I mean, you are the crap that people scrape off their shoes. You're filthy and you're nasty. And I 100% agree with everybody here on our team that there was a lot of help involved here. People don't get it. When we used to go after Al-Qaeda terrorists, they would grab somebody. We knew that it wasn't just that one person. We always knew that. That's why we tried to feed him as much rope as possible so we could get some insight as to who his backup was, the people that were helping him. Because we found that sometimes per one terrorist, there were 20 backup people. And you're talking about everything. I jotted down a few this morning that I recall. Your info, your intel, your on-site members, which are, it can be lookouts. It could be a second person that's actively participating. The logistics are critical. The weapons are critical. Site setup. You got to have, well, not necessarily with Al-Qaeda because they were suicidal, but a lot of ones that weren't that suicidal, you had to have an extra strategy. You start adding up all the people that handle all those things, and each of those responsibilities sometimes has two or three people assigned to it. So you're talking about easily how this kid, and then you back it up, and especially the financing part and the organization and the balls of two or three or four or five or 10 people sitting in a room somewhere plotting the death of a United States former president that is actively running for that seat again. That's as filthy as it gets. And this isn't Romania. We don't live in Romania. We live in the United States of America. You don't do that shit here. We're not going to accept it. And we're after you now. Let up on you? Not a chance. We're not letting up on you. And here's the cool part. We have so many listeners out there that are helping us with data and things like that. I put out a simple call for a video the other day or said I couldn't find it. And the amazing amount of videos that links were sent to me with a description to save time for me and tell me exactly what the minute mark was. I love you people. I love you people. You're like having a human library with digital abilities. And I mean, thank you for all the videos. And Deb B found a really critical video. So I just want to say, you know how they've got 20 backup members helping one terrorist? We got thousands backing up each one of us. We're coming for you. We're coming for you. You're not getting away with it. And you best pack your shit up and go home. And I'll tell you right now, I've seen so many videos online of ex-SEALs, ex-Delta Force that have got on, have criticized the United States and the Secret Service for how they protect or were failing to protect Donald Trump. And you know what? There were people on there saying, Mr. President, if you need my help, I will work for free. I'm a former Delta Force sniper. And they're saying, well, we're not just talking about setup, sir. We're not just to be a sniper, but sight setup the whole nine yards. Because if they had been on duty, that would have never happened. None of that crap should have happened. That kid should not have been able to get that close to that building, which was full of cops, incidentally. Yeah, cops. It was their command post. And he goes on, puts the ladder up, and crawls on top of the command post. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? When you have something like that, you have guards posted at the door. Nobody in, nobody out. Nobody anywhere near the building. What if it was an Iranian terrorist attack? Don't you think they would know that that building was full of cops, security personnel? They'd blow the building off the face of the map while they were killing the president. That's all the ways it tells you that whole deal was bullshit. The whole setup was bullshit. And we're not even halfway into this equation. And there's other places that a shot could have come from. We were discussing them the other day. Nobody talks about the gymnastics center that's about 500 yards away from there. And the shot at 500 yards was doable with the right weapon. But we're not talking about, we're not seeing any shell casings from anyone. We are so far off on the data, it blows my mind. And we're going to get you. And don't come to us telling us, tone it down. You need to tone down the rhetoric. No, Mr. Biden, you need to tone down the rhetoric. You put crosshairs on a member of our family. You bastard. He said, put him in the target. Whatever it is you said, it fails me right now what the exact word he said. Bullseye. That's it. Put Mr. Trump in the bullseye. Well, somebody tried Saturday there, butt face. And Biden, I hope you're watching this. I hope somebody prints this and takes it to your office, okay? You, sir, are as guilty and as complicit in this as the person that fired that weapon. You and your Democrat garbage all the way down the line. Shame on you people. And I have his name here. I'm the guy that was head of the J6 committee, the fat black guy.
Benny Thompson.
That fat, whatever he is. And I don't care if you're in the J6 committee. You know, somewhere you probably got a warrant for my arrest. Kiss my ass. I don't care. All right. But you slob, you put in the motion to cut Trump's security. So now I have to question, were you part of this, Benny? Were you part of this, Benny? How about you, Joe Biden? What do you know about it? You can sit there and tell me you knew absolutely nothing about this beforehand. My ass. You and the head of the DOJ? Your time's running out, boys. We're coming for you. And I don't mean we're going to hunt you down and kill you. We're going to find enough evidence that I don't care how corrupt the judge is. When we go public, everybody's going to know about it. They'll know about it in Russia. They'll know about it in China. They will know because we're coming for you. You're not just walking away on this, guys. You screwed up. How many times have we warned you on this show? You need to be doing your best to protect Donald Trump. Because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody woke up Sunday morning, went to church. Had they killed Donald Trump, most of the Patriot movement wouldn't have gone to church, boys and girls. This country would be in such disarray, and it would take such horrible violence would be going on right now had they killed Donald Trump. You people are stupid. I mean, you are stupid. You know you're sitting on a tinderbox. If that's what you want, if you want civil war, the Patriots will give it to you. Keep shooting at our family. We look at Donald Trump. We let him into our living rooms. We don't let Biden into our living room. Donald Trump can show up anytime he wants at my door. He's welcome in my home. You're not. Everyone is all the way down. Everyone that's called for violence, senators and Congress people, we've been listening to it several over the years. You don't seem to have a problem with it. It's okay when you call for violence. It's okay if you want to riot, burn down towns, have people murdered. Yeah, people murdered by the Democrats. You know, like Seth Rich. Listen, there's a long list of who you people have killed. And that list will not be forgotten. And you best, and I'm giving you the same advice I gave you a week ago, you better make sure nothing happens to Donald Trump. If he asks for security, you damn well better give it to him. Because if something happens to Donald Trump because of your stupidity, your brazenness for stupidity, you're not getting off. You're not getting off easy. We're not letting you off on what happened Saturday this weekend.
Not even close. This will not be... This will not be a 9/11 or TW-800. This will not be a Kennedy thing. This will not be MLK, RFK. This is going to be you, Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech, other people, unnamed. We are going to identify you and let the American people know your names. I don't care if you're the lowliest of the lowly who took $50 to look the other way, or if you're one of the planners, but we're coming for you.
If you were a bartender and you bought them drinks, your ass is ours.
Amen to that.
I'm telling you. Now, we got a good show lined up here. Doug's put a lot of work into this. We're going to go down the line. But we wanted you, son of a bitch, to understand right where we're at and right where we stand. You screwed up, and you're going to pay the piper.
And you know,
plain and simple.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you this. I had a conversation with a contractor yesterday, a female who goes in advance of the contracting people. And anyway, I had a conversation with her, and she was relating to me. This is on Monday. Okay, this happened to her on Monday, where she walked into a restaurant in my town and was wearing a pro-President Trump shirt, okay? And it was not, I mean, there was nothing offensive about it. It was just showing that she was in favor of President Trump. And she said that was the first time in my life I was afraid for my life. The people inside this restaurant, and I don't want to name the restaurant or get into where it was, but this would be the bluest of the blue areas in my town. Okay. These people are just absolutely off their rockers. But for this woman, and she's a little older, I mean, you know, 50s. Okay. Presents no threat to anyone, and to be afraid for her life in a place where she had previously visited by the people inside, there is a super big problem that we face. Now, about RT, about we have, again, just a asset-laden show for you, about the conspiracy angle to what is taking place, what has taken place, and continues. This is video 9. This is cut 9. I don't know how many people saw this. RT, I don't know if you saw this. Corey Mills, Representative Corey Mills. This guy, the sniper, okay, he knows in military. He knows exactly. He's lived this life of taking people out, of being on a counter sniper team, whatever the correct terminology might be, doing it right. So, did you see this?
No.
Okay,
I don't think so. I may have, but
this is Corey Mills talking to a CNN. He went to CNN, and I want you to watch CNN's reaction, the anchor's reaction, because you listen to what Corey Mills is saying about what happened on Saturday, his professional assessment, and the anchor's head, you know, it's near, it almost exploded. Okay. It's insightful, to say the least. Here's cut nine. We'll get it. CNN. I sent, okay. Nine. It was sent by
is Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills, a U.S. Army combat veteran and serves on the Armed Services and the Foreign Affairs Committee. So this is right up your alley, Congressman Mills. Thank you so much for being here. I want to talk to you about your reaction to this plot information that came from a single source that told them that the U.S. Secret Service had, in response, beefed up security around former President Trump. Your thoughts?
Well, I think as your correspondent just said, clearly not. When you're leaving a building that's only 160 yards away, which is perfectly adjacent to the stage and an elevated overwatch platform, which is perfect to try and take a shot from for an assassination attempt. I think that if you look at the water tower that's not being talked about, which could be an actual shooting platform, and this idea that you have a sloped roof is going to prevent you from doing so. Okay, let's go ahead and weigh that out for a moment. So you couldn't have put a patrol car that's locked with the lights on in the parking lot of AGR to be a deterrent. You couldn't have put someone on the ground to ensure there's no permissible climbing environment to get them onto the rooftop. They were there for 26 minutes is what was reported. Two different people who were attending the rally took photos and sent it to the law enforcement officer. And the law enforcement officer said that when he came onto the roof, that the gentleman had the assassin, would-be assassin, pointed his rifle at him. Why would you not have an emergency comms channel through your coordination with the Secret Service to yell, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof, okay. Have your Secret Service detail come immediately, take the president, get him off the stage, and then allow your counter-sniper team to then mitigate the threat. Everything about this, at best, is gross negligence, but I am not actually taking anything off the table. This is why I think that we have to have a J-13 style.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not going to say what was negligence, what was intent, what was possible. I am from the United States military where we used to what if every single scenario, and you don't take anything off the table until it's confirmed. And so at this point in time, when you think about the president's platform, when you think about his elevation, the threat levels that's against him, this is a man who's exposed 160 yards. Look, Martha, I can take any individual in America, and after 10 minutes of training who's never picked up a rifle, they can make a shot in a pie-sized plate. If you're talking about the average structure of a man, which snipers will actually know about, which is 6x8, 20 inches across, 40 head to waist, that rifle, even if it's not a great rifle and it shoot a 2 MOA, so a 1 MOA would mean 1 inch at 100, 2 inches at 200 as far as your grouping. Even if it was a terrible rifle and it had a 2 MOA, you're still only talking about 3.2 inches.
No, there's no question that area should have been protected. I want to play this soundbite by Kimberly Cheadle, who presides over the Secret Service. And listen carefully to what she says here.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
That's ridiculous, because as we just pointed out, maybe we can pop that picture up again on our own. The counter-sniper team, one of them, there were four counter-sniper teams that were on location, was on a sloped roof. Okay, they were on a roof that was very similar, in fact, to the roof that the assassin was on. And in this photo, based on what we know, they were looking absolutely right in the direction. And it appears that the shooter was on the other side of the slope. But if we don't have the capability to see over a 6-inch sort of centerpiece of a rooftop, we are in serious trouble. I also want to highlight what she says after that part, that there were four counter-sniper teams, as I mentioned, including two from Secret Service and two from local law enforcement, stationed in or near the building. So they're saying that there was a sniper team possibly inside or near that building.
Look, the bottom line is,
that wasn't aware there was someone on top of it.
Whether they're sitting there trying to stay cool in the air conditioner, should be doing their job. And I can tell you that slope roof is nothing that the Department of State and the Secret Service and the military doesn't sit on all the time. It's actually not a slope at all in that one case. You're talking about something that you could utilize rubber bottom shoes. You could basically utilize a platform that allows you to basically secure yourself in. That excuse doesn't pass muster. This continued cover-up does not muster. We need an investigation. We need answers for the American people. We need to ensure that there's no longer any political attempts to cause violence against our president or against anyone who ever runs in the future. This is unacceptable.
You know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this kind of thing opens it
It's so negligent, it almost seems intense.
It begs all of these questions that start coming up. Oh, well, if they knew there was an Iranian plot, then why weren't they giving the protection that they should have? And that's going to lead people down that rabbit hole, which is very dangerous.
And that's why the investigation is good to put it to bed.
Absolutely.
To ensure there isn't, but also to determine whether or not there's actual validity behind it.
Are you confident that you're going to be able to get this investigation? And when do you plan to begin hearing?
Today, I asked him that, given my unique skill set, where I actually had run advanced teams and I had run counterterrorism or counter-sniper teams, that we should actually run this, and I'd love to be a part of it so I can actually look at every single angle of what happened and get truth to the American people.
And I would imagine that Kimberly Chito would be at the top of your list.
She's at the top of my list. She can either resign, or we can utilize the Homan rule to take her salary down to $1, and hopefully that steps her away. But even if she resigns, that's not going to stop her from coming before my investigation.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot about accountability, and I was talking to a former Secret Service agent again about, he said the standards aren't what they were. And there are no standards if firing isn't a real consequence. Once you have firing as a consequence, then the standards have to be upheld.
As I've said before, DEI results in DIE. We have to understand that this is about meritocracy. It's not about trying to get a quota. It's not about the 30 for 30 that they were planning. We need to ensure the safety and security of all politicians that are being threatened, and especially when you talk about President Trump. This is an individual. He saved his own life, by the way. When he got hit, he dropped to the ground, lowering his silhouette, which is the only thing that prevented him from death. Yeah. But I can tell you, it's divine intervention, and we have to do a better job of getting accountability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did I miss the part where Randy Taylor, did I miss the part where he said there was a conspiracy and she went nuts?
She didn't go nuts.
Well, I mean, she was trying to
steer away from it. Yeah.
Okay. I was talking to Eric, by the way. Eric and I and some others, we will be traveling down to Butler, Pennsylvania, and Eric has an observation or concern, and I'll let him express it, and then you and I can talk about it. Eric,
all right.
Your concern about the area and about the shooter's line of sight, based on your investigation so far.
The sniper's line of sight?
Yes.
I believe there may have been some shrubbery/tree in their line.
There was.
Well, we are going to bring to this audience...
from the direction that they were talking about, you're right, Eric, there are trees right there.
It's something obviously is really wrong. So we're going to bring it to this audience.
We physically have to go there.
Yeah, we will.
And we're going to.
Yes. So. Yeah. And with and of course, our team is going to have access to all of the evidence that we uncover. And you know, things could be moved, changed, but. You're not going to replant a tree, I can tell you that. So, or you know, reslope a roof. What a bunch of crap. So, RT, Corey Mills going where others won't go, and the fact that, look, this is probably more than just you know, incompetence.
Well, there's a hell of a lot more to it than that. This isn't just incompetence. These are different people, and if you're in the Secret Service, and you allow yourself to become embroiled in a plot, you're a real piece of shit. You need to go home and shoot yourself in the head. You don't belong there. You don't belong there. Well, that's your job. That's being worse than a crooked cop. As far as I'm concerned, a crooked cop is complete slime. But to be a Secret Service agent and you would sell out your charge, Donald Trump?
Well, speaking of Secret Service agents, and I know we're heavy on video assets, and I know that last one was lengthy, but I think it's important so people who haven't seen these before, maybe folks, many of you have, but those who haven't need to really grasp the immense...
The depth of this.
Man.
Unbelievable. This is no different than, this is just like the Kennedy assassination. There's a load of flaws by the good guys. They're supposed to be the good guys that got President Kennedy killed.
Yeah.
loads of flaws.
And I
can't believe we're doing this again. Are you kidding me?
And it was something. Longtime listeners will know we had, this is probably 12, 10 years plus ago, we had Clint, I can't remember his last name, the man who you saw in the Zapruder film climbing the back of the Kennedy limousine. So yeah. I interviewed him, and he said, oh, yeah, it was Oswald. It was only Oswald. Okay. And he, at the time of the interview, he was aged. I mean, you know, of close to Biden's age, I guess. And
he was fossilizing.
Yeah. So off air, we had a little, not quite a tiff, okay, but, and you know, if he is still alive and listening, and because he wrote a book, but nonetheless, it was almost a tiff. I said, I don't believe for a second that Oswald acted alone. He said, well, you can believe what you want to believe. I was there. And I said, okay, you were there. I'll give you that. But how can you be so sure that Oswald acted alone? And he, again, now this is a guy, this is the iconic picture of that man climbing the back. That man was on this program, climbing the back of the limousine. And off air, he said, no. And so when I asked him, what makes you so sure? His response was, because I am. And I thought to myself, okay.
Nothing defending his position.
No.
And it's just like people that refuse to acknowledge that that shot came from the front. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen headshots before.
I made them, but I won't. Yeah. I won't go there. Right. Go ahead.
So you're going to tarnish my reputation. But listen, I know what a headshot looks like. Okay, if you're shot in the head, a chunk of scalp doesn't jump in the direction of you, the shooter, that distance. You're talking about a full trunk. It's probably, what, 4 feet? Maybe a little over 4 feet, Doug?
Closer to six.
There you go. Better yet. And don't tell me a shot didn't come from the front. And you people that get up there, there's people, I've watched the experts on TV, these two numbnuts at how things work or something. And they put a dummy out there and they shot at it and the exact same thing happened. It's a lie. The bullet came from the front. Watch the Zapruder film. Forget what you're told.
Even the edited Zapruder film, yes.
Exactly. Use your head. Use common sense.
Isn't it funny, RT? Back then, of course, people have to remember that film wasn't released until a couple of years later. Time Life bought that film, buried it, so it would never be seen. Then a couple of years later. So there was a couple of year lag between the assassination and that film. But people were told, don't believe what you see. What you see is deceiving.
Another thing that I'm a little off with here, and this is why I say second shooter, okay, is where that man was sitting that died, the fireman, the hero.
The hero, Corey.
Yeah, because those bleachers that he was sitting in are a good distance back from Trump, where he was sitting.
Well, wait a second. Eric the Tech, he was doing some measurements. Go ahead. Eric the Tech, because you sent me something, and let's do this live on air. We'll do it live!
Yeah.
His shot angle would have crossed the front corner of those bleachers.
So, where Corey, behind that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... Different one. I gotta send it.
Which again is
his final.
I gotta get this. I gotta get one in hand.
So what Eric the Tech just said, the final shots were spray and pray, which I based on the acoustics. Now, Mike Adams did a great job with acoustics. By the way, I'm of the opinion, just to be on record, that wind velocity had nothing to do with anything at all, period, end of story. But that's my view. I'm not a ballistics expert.
I think it was just a bad shot.
It was just a good, God, God's hand moved. God's hand intervened.
Or a second shooter that has a bad shot.
Whatever. But either way, we're not getting the full story.
No, we're not. And I'll send you, I'll dig up the picture I was looking at this morning. That's, it looks right in at the angle where the man was shot, and Trump's to the right. And there's, if the shooter missed by that much, he sucks. That's why I say there's more than one shooter here, guys.
Listen,
we got we're gonna work on that and prove that. I'll figure out a way to lay that out. It's just stuck in my craw. Eric's presented a really good argument. I still ain't going with it, but that's what I do.
We've been back and forth.
Oh God, yesterday back and forth about this.
We've disagreed on things,
but that's how you get to the bottom of this. We're not yes men. We don't just go in, beat the crap out of a suspect, say you confess. You know what I mean?
Well, not all the time.
We're the kind that if we were cops, we wouldn't be able to live with ourselves if we planted something on people that put them in prison.
No, absolutely.
Because I want it, because I'll know at that point. I still don't know who the killer is. So we put somebody in prison to make the mayor happy, the people happy. I'm sorry. I want the right guy to go to prison.
You know, the integrity that we see lacking in...
Oh, and horribly, Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
Horribly. Both of you guys, Eric, Doug, both of you guys see today that we're deteriorating.
Oh.
As far as ethics and morality, we're just like, you know, it's like it's the body on the candle and there's this fire going and it's just melting it away. We as a society suck. We're unbelievable. We're going to get to whoever they are. I'm telling you. you upset the wrong people this time because
you know what people are experiencing, witnessing with this broadcast. I'm going to say right now, this feels a lot like our own situation room, our own office with the table, and we're beaten back. You know, hey, look,
we just brought you guys into the meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And people like that. I've heard somebody emails and say, you know, it's like you guys are having this discussion and you invited us to sit in because that's how it works.
And we will run down a theory or a nugget of information until it's no more. You know, I mean, we will go the distance to prove or disprove something and have the facts to back it up, not speculation. So that's why, you know, you see on social media all of this stuff taking place. But Corey Mills, that last video, I mean, he was right. Look, there are some really serious problems with this scenario. And, of course, CNN, they're immediately, they don't want any of that. So, you know, in what you mentioned, too, about the integrity as well, Kim Cheadle, the head of the U.S. Secret Service, I don't know how many people saw this. I don't know what the hell she was doing at the RNC in that area. I guess this was yesterday. But here's a video clip. This is cut 8 in the show notes. This is Cheadle, the head of the U.S. Secret Service, running away from members of Congress when they're asking her questions. Now, this is an extended clip. You don't have to start at 2.5. It's a couple of minutes long. But, folks... unless the audio is bad, then you can advance it. But watch this and watch her physically and wrap your mind around this. You are the head of the Secret Service and you actually physically run away from congressmen who want to question you. You physically, in high heels, probably, run away.
Well, she'll just look at them and they subpoena her. She ain't going to show up. And they stick to Bannon in jail. You know, I mean, come on.
It's just...
Watch what happens. She's going to blow them up. And why? Who in the hell decided that the head of Pepsi-Cola should be the Secret Service.
No, she was the head of global security, which is nothing more than a
certain whatever. I used to deal with Pepsi Global Security because of threats in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And that was like dealing. Those people couldn't find their ass with both hands.
Boy, could Randy Taylor tell?
I dealt with so many. Oh yeah, I dealt with so many people. But let's get on this video.
Yeah, okay.
Watch this.
Go ahead and play. This is cut 8.
No, we're going with you.
We're going with you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Afghanistan.
This is after about a minute and a half of discussion that you didn't see. It's in the club. But she's running. Well, not yet. Wait, she will.
I'm going to tell you the answer to us.
Now she's running up the stairs for radio listeners. She's running up the staircase. And she's going to break out into a sprint when she gets on top. They're saying, you answer. There she is, running. Look at that. Have you ever seen anything in your life like this?
No, not at all.
You're the head of the Secret Service.
You owe answers.
The House, to the President, the past President, and you owe answers to the
President. The President should have this to the protection for crying out loud.
And there it is. You can cut it.
I can't even comment on that. It's so childish. That was so childish, what you just showed. That's childish. Answer up.
You know
this
what?
This rests with her sorry ass.
Exactly. And man this up. This is woman up and stand there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Woman up. You're right. It's always, I'm woman. Hear me roar. Well, you better start roaring, baby. Because it's on you. And we're holding you responsible. You are being held responsible. And let us find out that you were a part of any kind of conspiracy. Let us.
Unbelievable. I mean,
Marjorie Taylor Greene is really pushing for a really serious investigation on us.
I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, look.
Well, she gets shut down a lot on her request. But she does. She has put in a request.
Yeah,
she is trying to push this.
Yeah. It's like, look, I don't have any trust, belief, or hope that any of these lawmakers have the balls to.
It's like Jim Jordan talks the best show in town.
Oh yeah,
man, I would buy tickets, except he's full of crap.
Yeah, he's like a reincarnated Paul Ryan. But
Oh, yeah. That's a filthy subject.
Yeah, indeed. It really is. So when I mentioned earlier the script's already been written, you know that, at least in my view, and RT, I don't know about you, and I believe that the left, the communist left, who's infiltrated this country, who's taken over the Democratic Party, it's not really Democratic Party, it's Democratic Socialist, it's Socialist, it's Communist. I believe that they know that they have to replace Biden. They've got to get him out.
At this point, my friend, one of two men are going to be shot at.
Yep. Go ahead.
Trump again? Or Biden?
Or both.
Or both. Watch for that. I'm telling you, these people have got balls like a rhino. All right? Because no one today goes after a president or a presidential candidate. That is insane. And don't tell us that kid on that roof was a sole operator. Bullshit. I could show that. What we have so far, we could show to a bunch of kids at, say, 8 or 9 years old that don't watch the news, and they wouldn't buy into it. We know that they, you guys set up triangulation and everything else. We know how it works. And we know that that's what happened. And it's just by Donald Trump turning his head and dropping to the floor is by God's grace and God's hand around that man. He's alive. You got to see, you know what? People say, well, I don't believe in God. If God was around, you know, we'd have stuff like the burning bush or the Red Sea parted, something we could witness that we could say is God's hand. I'll tell you what, millions, hundreds of millions saw what happened Saturday. And that was God's hand. You asked for it. You got it.
Indeed. Randy Taylor is joining me on this information-packed broadcast, I believe it is, showing you things that perhaps you haven't seen before, and hopefully you walk away from today more knowledgeable than you did when you came in.
These are great videos, folks. Yeah,
I think so. Now, before we get back to the show, let me tell you about this website, trikono.com/Hagman. The link is going to be in the program description box. But look, like me, if you suffer from any daily pain, I really want you to listen to what I'm about to say. We know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural. We are all searching for effective ways to relieve pain without the side effects and addiction of the prescription narcotics and other medications. But let's talk realistically here. We've all seen the horrors of what an addiction to opiates do, and you might even be affected by this personally. And that's where a pioneering medical scientist come in by the name of Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. And yes, I am talking about Canolidine or Canolidine, the 100% drug-free way to get full body pain relief without dangerous pills. Now, as you read or as you look at this, you read this on the screen, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans to date and hundreds of professional athletes. That really sold me when athletes are flocking to this like they are. And it's so powerful that it's even used extensively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers, I should say, called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in just days. And it does, it takes 3, 4, 5 days, but you're going to feel the effects of this. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I've tried just about everything I know, and I haven't felt this great in years. I can actually go out and kick some butt, right? Yeah. It's like all of my daily aches and pains just kind of faded away. The problems I have with my back and my neck, joints and muscles, hey, they all feel great and renewed. Now, best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy, drugged up. I feel great, alert, focused for the day ahead. And best news, Canolidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hey, that's about 14 years longer than the slab jabs. Okay, hear me when I say this. Canolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on 100% American-made Canolidine. This innovation is changing lives by providing safe and effective pain relief, just relief from your aches and pains, at one-tenth of the cost of prescription narcotics and other painkillers. Here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Canolidine product in the world for less than a dollar per day. The private link and discount will stay active until midnight tonight. Got to do this. Got to cut this off. Okay, so do it now. Try Canolidine for risk-free for a full 90 days. You've got nothing to lose. You are days away from finally being pain forever. Go to Trikono, that's T-R-Y-Kono, C-O-N-O, trikono.com/Hagman right now and see for yourself. That's trikono.com/Hagman and see for yourself. All right, with me is Randy Taylor. And, you know, when I said the script was already written, we looked at the horrible Lincoln Project ad. We looked at the, we talked about Corey Mills, the conspiracy aspect of what happened on Saturday. We also, our team is going to be looking at this in very, very, very carefully. That's all I'm going to say with respect to that until we have the evidence that we need. But now I think the script has been written. I want to show you this. You said, RT, that you know, Biden's going to have to be taken out. Okay, Biden really can't. The Biden-Harris ticket is unwinnable against Trump and Vance at this point, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So here's Kash Patel. This is cut forward in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Kash Patel predicting Pinocchio Joe's future. It's only 52 seconds long, tolerable for those with attention span disorders. Here we go. 52 seconds, cut four.
Okay, so that, I see, Kash, this is why we love you so much, and this is why the audience just adores you.
I just made it up.
Well, you just brought us there, right?
Yeah.
That's such a great point. So is this going to be the medical emergency? He had a flu, now he has COVID.
And then next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son, he's going to pardon his brother, he's going to pardon himself, because remember, presidential pardons aren't just good for retroactive criminal investigations. Presidential pardons are good for prospective criminal investigations. So you can basically give yourself carte blanche for your entire family so that you can never be prosecuted, your family can never be prosecuted for any investigation the president determines in that pardon.
So you think, are we in the end game here?
I mean, we were in the end game a long time ago when Donald J. Trump decided to run again.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. RT, yeah. What do you think?
Absolutely in total agreement. Absolutely. This is, I shouldn't be laughing. Shame on me. What I'm laughing at is how ridiculously visible this timeline is. And you know what? We're going to watch it play out, and people are going to be more interested, I think, in other things. I'm upset. Now, there's a great emotional response for Trump. He's got a lot of loyal supporters. But then on the people in the middle and on the left, I don't know just how serious their condolences are. The left, not at all. Even people in the middle, though. And I think he's got... When we talk about traitors within, it could also be somebody on Trump's team.
Yes.
Lord knows, ladies and gentlemen, when he was in the White House, so many people, after everything fell out and shook out, turned around and turned on the man. They turned on the man. And
it's ridiculous.
I can't believe they're that unfaithful. I just can't believe it. And every one of them is because they think they're saving their own ass. Well, you're not.
And you know, okay, so even though Adam Schiff and other people have come out, other communist socialist scumbaggery has come out and advised Biden to step down, Jill, of course, has her power grip. She's got Biden's ball sack in her purse. And of course, you know, that lampshade wearing fake doctor.
Well,
so power hungry, right? Anyway.
No, Greg Gutfeld the other night at the rally said about the one lady, and I just had CNN or whatever, and he told her, he says, you know, he gives his little spiel, and he says, and you need to go away because your face looks like a ball sack.
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't believe he said it.
I think it was a camel's ball sack. I thought it was a very colorful descriptive.
Oh my goodness! I laughed so hard,
man. It was crazy.
I laughed so hard. I just sent you guys a pic. I hope Eric got it.
All right.
It's about how steep that roof was, the roof was, that they couldn't put Secret Service on. Did that show up, Eric?
Yeah, I've got it too.
But it's boy, okay.
It's only a small. It's only a short link, right? Holy moly! All right. I don't even.
You know what? I'll copy it and send the image itself.
Okay, that's fine. We I think we got it. Go figure. Okay. Yeah, folks listening on the radio, we're doing what we should have done earlier. Sorry about that. Here it is right here. Yeah. Okay. This is the you're about to see an image of an FBI agent washing down the brain matter of
on the roof that was too steep to put an asset on. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the roof that was too steep. It was her excuse, Cheadle. It was her excuse to put assets on. You heard her say it earlier on the show today. She said the roof was too steep.
Their assets were on steeper roofs.
I know.
Yeah,
but this
is crazy.
No, it's all nuts. The part that blew me away is they said, we were able to identify him like within an hour from his DNA. What?
Yeah.
What's going on? So our suspicions of them using that shot to build a DNA database?
I can't even formulate the words because you're telling me. Okay, so... The real world doesn't work the way the TV works, okay?
Boy, oh boy.
You know, you can't you can't get somebody's DNA and then match it and say, oh yeah, that's so and so in an hour, right? No.
I can't believe they actually ran that one. But see, that's the thing with the public in the U.S. They're like, okay, back to the beer. Go swimming again. They don't care. This is why we're in the problems and the mess that we're in. Because people tell you something, and you just go, oh, okay. On you go. That means that you couldn't identify a liar if you had to.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I love to the comments on Rumble. Folks, subscribe to Rumble. Hagman Report. Make an account. Subscribe to Hagman Report on Rumble and comment and ask questions. Because, you know, for example, somebody asked about the blood coming down President Trump's face. Okay, I'm gonna respond publicly to this question. Now, okay, I am credentialed in the forensic science of blood spatter analysis. Okay, that's me, all right? But I've worked with the crime scenes, dead people, it's not like on TV, all right? It's just not. So the question was, you know, what about the blood running down the face? What about the blood? You know, shouldn't there be? And I'm going to change the question. Shouldn't there be a different spatter pattern to what we saw based on the shot? And the short answer to that is no. Okay, because what we saw is an injury to, I'm going to call the ear an appendage. And when that happens, first of all, head wounds bleed just an incredible amount, even if it's superficial. If you ever cut yourself on your head, man, I'm going to tell you what, it looks like somebody took an axe to you, right?
And for the ear, I remember my mother got me the clippers once. Right in the top of the ear?
Yeah.
Man, it bled like a sieve.
Exactly. So the least troubling of all of this, of everything about this, to me, is the blood flow from the wound, because the Secret Service pushed him down, and they would have had to move his chin down in the process, you know, to get him as low as possible. And that blood flow is consistent with gravity and his position. So the wound, as well as the blood flow from my investigative perspective, and this is just my opinion based on my experience. Everything is consistent there with a wound to the ear by a projectile, presumably a bullet, and taking part of that ear. Oh, okay. Somebody just walked in the studio. I didn't know if that was Chris Ray's buddies. Okay. No, no worries. So, but yeah, I mean, but the point I'm trying to make, too, is put your questions in the room. Go ahead.
He may have reached up, too, just to assess damage.
Yeah.
And brought his hand at it. I don't even know why that's a question to
You know, look, I think people have a tendency to, man, if you've ever been to a scene or if you've ever seen people's heads blown off or, you know.
Okay. All right. I understand that.
I've got a good video for you guys.
All right, cool. You do? I'm afraid to ask Eric the Tech.
Yeah. Look, it's the head of Secret Service. She made it up there. Wow.
So for radio listeners, there's a cow on one of the buildings there. Okay. Folks, again, go to Rumble. Open an account. You have to do anything and just follow us because the videos are important. Okay. So you had Kash Patel last video. Kash Patel predicting Biden's future, and you agree. I agree. Now, let's say
they don't have any choice, Doug. They've got to go after him.
Precisely. Now, before we continue with that, I want to show you again the scumbaggery of the left, because we cannot coexist with these people. I'm afraid we can't. This is MSNBC saying if Joe Biden recovers from COVID, it should be seen as a sign of strength, similar to Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt. Are you out of your
mind? Oh, my Lord.
Okay, let that sink in for a second. Are you out of your mind? You know, folks, have you ever been shot at? Just a question. Have you ever been shot? I know you have. I think once by me. No, I'm kidding.
I'm still trying to figure out if that was accidental.
It was a negligent discharge. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? If you've ever been shot at with the intent of somebody wanting to kill you, okay, we both know from experience that is a life-changing event. I mean, you know, I just can't describe it. Now, you can tell. You can tell these people have no clue of real life, no real life experience. For them to say that COVID, a flu-like bioweapon, is the same as an assassination attempt, you're out of your effing mind. This is cut 7. Here it is.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
You know,
he doesn't have COVID.
I don't. Yeah, he doesn't. I don't believe he does. But I don't even know what to say to that. You know, that redheaded Chucky doll. Saki. I mean,
Chucky doll.
That's what. But for Joy Reid, and by the way, what the hell is on Joy? What animal died and nested on the top of Joy Reid's head? Can you tell me that?
No, I cannot. I don't understand these people. I don't know why people watch them. I don't get it. You walk into a doctor's office, it's on CNN.
And they're all watching, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Glued to the screen. It's like The View. What? Why would you even sit down for that garbage?
But did they make their case by that by that video? Did you see the way he was gingerly walking? I mean,
apparently he couldn't even. Recently, he couldn't even make it up the steps to the airplane. I mean, this guy. How many pictures do we have in film of this guy falling down the steps?
We're falling up the steps.
He's the first one to master that.
I'm not one to make fun of anybody doing that. I did that. I busted up my job really well. I'm still having problems, you know. But
Joe could have walked on that roof.
Joe Biden could have walked on that sloped roof. There you go.
And granted, he would have walked off of it, but you're right. He would have been good for a trot across there somewhere. Lord knows he would have fell. And not because of the slope, because he's an idiot. The man belongs in a chair, watching TV, and hanging out with his grandkids. Yeah. This is a real mistake, putting this man in office.
You know, again, it's abuse by that power-hungry sociopath, in my view, Joe Biden, but that's just me. So that's their story, and they're sticking to it, that, hey, COVID is bad as getting shot at. And can you, by the way, when he was moving, can you imagine Biden, that happening to Biden, and then the Secret Service tackling him? Okay, they would have broken him.
Oh yeah, he would have left in an ambulance, not in a Suburban.
No, I mean he would have been.
He probably wouldn't have felt the shot.
He probably wouldn't have.
He'd probably just keep going.
He would have been. Look at all the people he could sniff all around him, though.
Oh my gosh!
Think about that. All the Secret Service agents, the little short girl in front of him. He could have had a sniffing dandy. Take me to the ambulance.
Yeah.
Big short.
But that crack about the iconic 9 second, the 9 seconds for the iconic picture, that's just mean spirited. You know, that's just, these people have no shame. They really don't.
And they're brazen anymore.
Yeah.
They don't even really try to hide things anymore.
No, they don't.
Realistically, these people should be heading for a country where there's no extradition.
And you know, isn't that what McCabe, one of the FBI agents, said that? Were you going to say something?
I cut my ear in Scranton once.
during the Civil Rights Movement.
He was fighting corn pop.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, who had a straight razor? Those rusty things, right?
He'll compare himself sometime to the shooting.
He'll
say something. Like, yeah, I had a cut on my ear once.
Blood more than that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is video six. This is a more recent image of Joe Biden. It's 11 seconds. There's no audio to this. Here he is making his way down the short stairs as he goes to his Delaware home to self-isolate, which, he's going to have to do, right? Watch this.
He's got to get his campaign headquarters set up because he won't leave it campaigning. This is a guy that stays in his basement and wins.
Yeah. Thank you, Dominion. Yeah. Okay. Thank you to all. Well, I shouldn't say Dominion, but thank you to all of the software and all of the ballot stuffers, all of the people on the left. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan. You pieces of crap. Thank you to these people who are taking over our country. No, not thank you. F you. Okay. here is cuts.
Thank you to the company shorting the stock the day before Trump got shot.
Did you see that? Okay. Yes.
There's a huge list.
All right.
BlackRock was in every group that did it.
Can you put that up? Because think about this. On front,
I'll have to find it.
Okay. I sent.
Just a second. I've got it. I'll dig it up for you guys.
I sent it to you, not in email, but via text.
All right.
It's going to take him a couple of minutes, but so the on Friday, the week before the shooting,
both you guys in text.
No, he's got it. He's converting the text to the broadcast software.
Oh, okay.
But So the week before, Truth. So, okay, this was yesterday. I sent that to you.
It's coming right now in your text.
Okay, yeah, you're going to get it again. Maybe I didn't send it to you. I sent it to you. So they shorted the parent company of Truth Social, and there is a list, and I sent you the list of the companies who shorted Truth Social. You only do that. I mean, this has echoes of 9/11 built into it. You only short the stock if you think it's going to go down after really an event of this magnitude, perhaps of the death of the principal, and or some other similar.
9/11. They did it before 9/11. Right.
And what you're about to see, folks, is a real time graph, and I think Wall Street Apes did this, or I don't know. This was a Wall Street Silver, Wall Street Apes. I'm not sure. 30 seconds, we'll have it. Take a look at this and tell me this was not part of that conspiracy. You always follow the money. And BlackRock, Vanguard, and others were high in the shorting of this. Okay, so. And some other companies. We'll show you the list of companies as well. This is important. This is
Eric. I just sent you the complete list that Doug sent me yesterday. It's in your text.
Okay. Okay. This is a shadow of Ezra. To be clear,
that's the one.
All right. So it reads this: someone or a group of individuals shorted millions of shares in Trump's Truth Social stock in the week leading up to the assassination attempt. Short positions against Truth Social stock doubled between July 1 and 12. So the first week, or first 2 weeks roughly, or the first 12 days of July, going from 7 to 15 million shares, obviously shorted. So double the shorts on the Truth Social. Now, this similar occurrence was observed September 11, 2001, when substantial bets were placed against the stocks of major airlines, American Airlines, United Airlines, the day before the attacks. Something similar also happened in Israel on October 7th when bets against the value of Israeli companies spiked in the days prior, suggesting some traders may have had advanced knowledge of looming terror attacks and profited from it. Do you think? We've seen this before. Follow the money. Here's the chart. Take a look at this. Those are the, on the right, you're going to see a spike in short options, and that covers really the 12-day period before the attempted assassination. Any questions, folks?
Randy, can you read off some of those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll pull this up real quick here, guys.
We can't put the...
That's cool. I got it right here. You were right. Kind enough to send that to me. Okay. And Apex Clearing. Executives, William Capuzzi, Tricia Rothschild. Ooh.
Yeah, Rothschild.
Heather Newman, Chief Operations Officer, and major institutional investors. Peak Six Investments, a Chicago-based firm. Fidelity Investments. BlackRock.
Yeah.
But then there's a company called Clear Street, and it names their officers. Major institutional investors. Founder and CEO Chris Pinto is a major investor. This company is backed by venture capital firms, including Index Ventures and Founders Fund. And folks, this may sound familiar to you if you're in the stock market. They might be handling your accounts. Cobra Trading, another list. Cohen and Company, executives Jeffrey Solomon, John Holmes, Stephen Lasota, and others, major institutional investors. This company is publicly traded, so major shareholders include like the Vanguard Group, BlackRock, and others. Curvature Securities, major institutional investors. StoneX Securities, Sean O'Connor, Glenn Stevens, and others. StoneX Group, parent company, is publicly traded. So major, I just saw it on the screen.
I just saw that too.
It threw me off. Is publicly traded, so major shareholders include Vanguard Group, BlackRock, and others, trade pro executives, major institutional investors. Velocity Clearing, executives are not publicly disclosed, major institutional investors. Information on this company, Velocity Clearing, is not publicly available.
Interesting list, ladies and gentlemen. What I'll do is I'll put the link to that in the program description box at HagmanPI.com for today.
BlackRock.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
BlackRock owns everything around. It's a huge conglomerate. Oh, you just wouldn't believe the size of this company.
Eric the Tech said that shooter, whatever. I'm not going to – well, I know his name. I'm not going to say his name. What commercial was he in again? He was in a BlackRock commercial.
Oh, yeah. BlackRock has been putting up commercials.
And the shooter was in one.
Yep. And Oh, really?
Wow. He had a cameo appearance, but he was
whatever. What are the chances of that, Doug?
I bet you now, it's coincidental.
You know, somebody saw that little snot in there and said, "Hey, kid, come here. Come out for lunch."
Hey,
he probably heard him mouthing off. Kids that age still are not smart enough to realize in public with strangers, you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about religion. That stupid little son of a bitch probably said something on the set about how much he hated Trump. He's violent. He probably went off. Because I don't think he's playing with all his marbles. And somebody got that back to BlackRock. They pulled that kid in, started talking to him.
Okay.
BlackRock is probably all over this.
This is a still image from the BlackRock commercial.
Oh.
And showing the shooter.
Who spotted that?
The credit goes to a citizen journalist. I don't know who.
When you get a chance, Eric, would you shoot me that picture so I can put it in the portfolio I'm working on?
Yeah.
That's we'll good.
I think the video is pretty easy to find.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we'll talk afterwards.
I just want the picture. I don't want the video. Just.
All right. Well, you can screen cap this as well, but. And it's interesting because somebody pointed out what's above that. I cannot read it from the preview. What's above that guy's head? What does it say?
It says Unit 3.
Unit 3. Does that hold a meaning for anyone? Unit 3. With respect to what happened on Saturday, just ask him. You can search it out yourself, folks. We only have about 2 minutes, a minute and a half left. Additional videos that we have.
This is far from over, folks. You're going to hear a lot about this until this gets figured out. There may be periods of time we're not going to talk about it because the world's still going on. But you'll be kept appraised of what's happening.
Yeah,
while we have a minute or two.
Wait. Promote that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Promote it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this right here is the key to being a good analyst. Because you got to stay up late and work on things. Get some Hagman coffee, please. A lot of you are purchasing this stuff, and you email me and you tell me about it. I am absolutely thrilled because you're helping kids. With this, in this foul world, one thing we can do, no matter what, is please continue helping the children.
Amen to that. And Craig Sawyer was on with me yesterday. What a man of God. And by the way, speaking of that, I just want to mention this. My third book, folks, for those who have been asking, it's in the final edit stages, next to the final edit stages. But I would ask everyone, if you haven't read my second book, In the Dark of Night, it is really relevant. It shows what's going on behind the scenes. Please go to Amazon.com. In the Dark of Night by Doug Hagman, and order that book as well. If you've read it, leave an honest review.
I got autographed copies.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you can sell those on eBay for, they'll charge you because defacing the book.
And the patient made to buy the book.
Yeah.
But, no, this is good. Listen, this man knows how to write.
But yeah, it has a lot to do with what we're fighting against today. May God bless each and every one of you. RT, thank you so much, my friend.
Right on, brother.
All right, that'll do it. Hey, you know what? I make no apologies for anything. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, and have a great day.